We're going to do something different. Before we do our last songs, I'm going to go ahead and bring the word this morning. I just feel impressed that we need to just save those two songs for when I get finished. It's going to be short and sweet. Well, we'll trust God that it will be anyway. Sweet, I mean. Short. Short, I can guarantee. Praise the Lord. Father, we love you. We thank you for this day. Father, I yield myself as a willing vessel for your use. I surrender to your will. I want only your will to be done this morning. I want only your words spoken. So, Father, to that end, we thank you for the Holy Spirit's presence. Now, Holy Spirit, take control. Hide me, and let only you shine through, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, for whatever reason, we're few this morning. And it kind of leads me into what I have. Kind of ties in with the last week or so. But I want to say something to us. I don't think that's something we don't know, but sometimes we need to be reminded. Where we are today is a direct result of our yesterday. What you did or did not do is why, in some cases, now not always, well, yeah, no, in all cases, and I'll explain that in a second, is where you are today is exactly a result of what you did or did not do yesterday. And sometimes we need to remember that. Sometimes, we wonder what's going on, and sometimes it's because we've been lax in what God wants. Any old excuse will do not to come to church. Any kind of inconvenience is an excuse not to come to church. Or on the other hand, when the attack of the enemy comes, it can be because we are doing what God wants. So where we are right now is a result of what we are doing that God's called us to do, because we're heeding His word, we're heeding His will. And so the enemy's faithful to attack. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're admonished in Haggai 1, 5, and 7 to consider our ways. And you don't have to turn to that. Just if you want to take a note, just turn to it later on. But it says, consider your ways. Now, I want to tell you that one of the things, first of all, has everybody been speaking to the mountains in their life? Praise the Lord. Me too. Amen. They're going away, folks. They're coming down. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Amen? If we ask in faith, not wavering, we can say to the mountain, be removed. It's going to be cast in the sea. Amen? Amen. And the mountains are coming down. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So when we have aspirations, or when things are going right, we're up, we're motivated. But when things start to go a little awry, or things aren't flowing the way we'd like them to flow, then sometimes we get, our heart gets a little sick, It's like our hopes have been deferred for a moment. The first thing we need to do, and I think that's what we always do, is examine where we're at, what's going on, and if there's something that we are or are not doing what, that God wants us to or does not want us to do. Amen? That's called working out your salvation. In Galatians 6, 7 through 10, I'll go ahead and read that. You can turn there if you want to. Galatians 6, 7 through 10. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. In the King James, it says, if we faint not. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially, now listen, this is a careful admonishment, you need to consider this, to those who are of the household of faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we understand that everything that we do, everything that goes on in our lives is a result of seed time and harvest. Again, where we are today is a result of either what we did or we did not do. Okay? All right. Psalm 126, 5 and 6. I'll read that real quickly to you. Psalm 126, 5 and 6. You know, sometimes when we get into calamities and things, or, you know, there comes an attack, you know, first of all, one of the things we do is we cry out and say, God, where are you? What happened, you know? And then once we consider our ways, which the Bible tells us to do, as we just read, we find out maybe it's not anything we did other than the fact we've been obedient to God and the enemy's just attacking, right? But 126, verses 5 and 6 of Psalms says this. It says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And you're going to have to look up what that word sheaves means. But the point is that God sees our tears. The Bible tells us he bottles them, and he sees those. And what we have to do, our obligation, is to keep our eyes focused on him, not turn to the right or the left, but to keep focused on him and understand, because he's the author and finisher of our faith, that he's working the things out. Amen? If we need to repent, then we need to repent. If we need to confess that we're, you know, that God's, whatever it takes, let the words come out of your mouth, speaking to whatever mountain it is, be removed and be cast in the sea. Again, considering your ways. We're reminded right into the scripture that says, and we can all say this, if we really think about it, we can say this, that none of us have ever seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And that includes us. That includes us. Amen. I'm reminded of a scripture also that says, wherewithal, this is out of the King James, it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By doing what? By taking heed thereto to the Word of God. If there's something going on, the way you cleanse your way, or you made a mistake, the way you cleanse your way is taking heed to the Word of God, being quick to repent, and going on. Amen?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Rocket science, huh? Praise the Lord. All right. And then I'm going to remind you again out of Mark chapter 11. And we need to be proclaiming this. In fact, today I want to do that. I want us to proclaim that. I want us to speak to that mountain this morning. If you haven't started, then today is a good day to do that. Mark 11, 23 and 24. Familiar passage to all of us, but we need to not take it lightly, right? Verse 22 says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly, assurance, there's assurance there. I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, what mountain? The mountain that's in your way, whatever that is. Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Now, what does that mean? That means knowing, first of all, the Word of God, and that the Word of God can't fail. So if you know that, and God's blessed you in the past, and you've walked with him, then you know he's faithful, you know he's true, you know he can't fail. We've talked about that. You know, it's impossible for him to fail. It's impossible for him to fail. We need to really get that down. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. So if we don't doubt, it's going to happen. Amen?
Yeah.
You can bank on it. Somebody once said you can take it to the bank, and that's the truth. Then in verse 24 it says, therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Praise the Lord. Amen? So this morning, I admonish you, I compel you, however you want to, whatever word you want to put there, to speak to that mountain this morning. Amen?
Yeah.
Say to it, whatever it is, I don't care what it is, pain, lack, want, finances awry, whatever it is, Harry, what am I going to do with you? Anyway, speak to it. You know, this morning on the way in, I was speaking to the mountain. I'm telling you, folks, that mountain's coming down. I see it coming down. It's inevitable. It can't not come down. Because I'm not giving up and I'm not giving in and I'm not going to waver. I've spoken to the mountain. I'm continuing to speak to it. It's coming down. Amen. There's restoration. Amen. Yeah. And it's not just going to be restored back to what was, but greater than what was. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. We need to understand that. So this morning, whatever circumstance it is, you need to say, and remember, saying is not under your breath. It's saying, I speak to the mountain of poverty. I speak to the mountain of lack. I speak to the mountain of sickness. In Jesus' name, be removed and be cast into the sea. And it's going to be done. It's being done as soon as you say that word. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I don't know where the other ladies went, but...
Bill.
Huh?
May I bring a testimony?
Yes, sir.
I have a testimony. Thursday, I went to work, and while I was waiting in the break room for time to come to go to work, a lady came in crying. She's in her 20s, and she said she's battling with depression. So I asked her, can I pray for you? So I happened to carry my bottle of anointing oil in my pocket, and I anointed her, and I prayed over her. And then Friday, when I saw her, I gave her a coin. When I moved into my new place, there was a coin in my place that had verses written all across it, back both sides. And I just felt led that I need to give her this coin to remind her of the promises of God.
Praise the Lord.
And she said, told me later, several times, that she is free from depression.
Praise God.
Amen.
And I just want to praise God over that because it's God tremendous.
God restored the lost coin.
Amen. 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 Freely you receive, freely give. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you ready to worship the Lord now?
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody go grab those women.
Yep. Patrick's on his way. I think they're getting everything ready for as soon as we get done with the service.
Yeah, so we're not in a big hurry,
right? You guys are going to have to get the tape. You missed it.
You missed the entire service. Same idea. Not the entire service. Well, just preaching.
That's good.
The word.
That's good. Praise the Lord.